We have your attention. We want to get the festivities started. And to move this forward, one of the things that Paul Halloran preempted me today was to introduce him. And for many of you know that our concert and MC is a local legend of sports and media in his own right. And he works with Grant Communications, and he will continue to lead us. But Paul did not give me a chance to say that, and I want you all to know who Paul is. So with that, Paul, come on up and do your stuff.
Thank you, Jack. You forgot about legend in my own mind, which is most important. So as I mentioned, this was Gerard Moynihan's idea back in 1991. It was my idea to turn it into a nice luncheon, so you're welcome. We used to just kind of mail it in at the end of the year. I said, Gerard, why don't we bring everyone together and have lunch? It started as a lunch, a dinner, then a lunch. So anyway, so we started, you'll note in the program, our inaugural winners were Lauren Maney and Teddy Betancourt. It's only a coincidence that they both matriculated to the College of the Holy Cross, I assure you, but that's how it worked out. And they really set a pretty good example, and you'll note in the program, when you look at the student athletes of the year that followed them, it's a pretty illustrious list. And I could highlight some. Peter Woodfork of Swampscott, whose father Nelson is here caddying for Frank DeFelice. Peter Woodfork is a top running minor league baseball these days. Becky Blazer was the communications director for the Mass Golf Association. You've heard of Olympian Shalane Flanagan, two-time winner of this award, three-time Olympian. And the list goes on and on and on. Katarina Rocha, who is another two-time winner, who is now the women's track and cross-country coach at Providence College. So anyway, these folks set a very good example, and every year we try to get at least one to come back to speak, and we thought for this year, it's only logical that we go right back to our roots, so I'm happy to introduce to you a guy who's done fairly well for himself. He runs unopposed on a regular basis. The mayor of Peabody, Ted Betancourt.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm really honored and happy to be here today. I just can't believe it's 30 years. You know, that's just so true. It's just amazing how quickly time goes. I remember the luncheon in which my family and I received this award, and it was very special for me. I actually have three memories as I was thinking over the last couple of days about that luncheon and a couple of memories. The first one was I remember shaving and I cut my lip pretty badly, and I remember the whole luncheon I was just dabbing myself to stop the blood. Second one was Lauren Maney, who was the winner. She was from Linfield, amazing person, amazing student, amazing athlete. And her and I were the first winners, as was mentioned. And after the luncheon, we went. We were interviewed by Al Needham from WESX, and he was asking us some questions. And then at the end, he said, "And I hear you two are boyfriend and girlfriend." Now, I had my girlfriend with me at the event, so that did not go over very well. So I had to correct Al pretty quickly, God rest his soul. But I always remember that, and it became kind of a long-standing joke between Lauren and I. We've actually become tremendous friends going to Holy Cross together. She had an amazing 1,000-point career, small school All-American at Holy Cross. But I remember, I have a vivid memory of that. But the thing that I remember most from that time was just the pride I felt and the pride that my parents and my sisters and brother felt that day. As all of you know, it's truly a family. It's a family commitment. It takes everybody to make that work, and the love and support and guidance that all of our student athletes over the years receive from their families, their parents, matters. And I always considered it a team effort. And I've always grew up as a team, and I've always felt that way. But I remember my mother in particular. This award meant a tremendous amount to her. Student athlete, receiving that individual recognition. And I just remember the pride that she felt, and I could see it and I felt it. And it's always been very meaningful to me, and I know all the families feel that very same way as well. But I want to thank Mr. Moynihan, his family, the whole Moynihan Lumber team. 30 years, they've kept this tradition going. And as Paul mentioned, the list of honorees, lifetime achievement awards, just the list of recognition is really something special. But I want to thank you for continuing to highlight the amazing student athletes in this North Shore area. This award really matters. And I'm very grateful to be a part of this list. You know, I'm a local sports nut. I read the paper every day and follow along, and I know all the athletes. I have a junior and a freshman now at Peabody High School. I have another one, a seventh grader, that's loves sports and will be involved soon. And I just can't get enough of it. I read. I try to get to all the games, as many as I can. And I always think, how are they going to be able to pick out of all these amazing athletes to showcase today? And boy, did they nail it this year. I'm always amazed at the accomplishments. I've always followed St. John's Prep Wrestling because Manny Costa, the coach, is a friend of mine. He does an amazing job at Peabody, and the coach and the success that he's had over at St. John's is just amazing. And I always follow his teams, and Tyler's just had an amazing career and extremely worthy honoree. And I've gotten to see Ariana on a number of occasions. I think she scored 16 or 17 goals against Peabody this year. Is that what it was, 16 maybe? Maybe not that many, but it felt like it. But you were just amazing. And I feel like I know you a little bit, and I just enjoy watching you play, and I can't wait to see what you and Tyler, what you accomplish in the years ahead. But I just want to be here to congratulate both of you. You're joining a wonderful list of accomplished people. As Paul said, we could go on and on talking. I've been able to stay in touch with a number of recipients over the years, and they're just accomplishing amazing things. But this award is meaningful to me. It's meaningful to my family. It's meaningful to the North Shore. And thank you for letting me be a part of it today and sharing some words. Thank you.
Thanks, Teddy. Great job. Thank you. I will tell you that young Mr. Betancourt here and Ms. Mania are inaugural winners. Were two of the greatest competitors I've ever seen as far as the hatred of losing, which I've always had a soft spot in my heart for kids like that. On to our awards. We have a series of awards and different categories. And again, we started out with a male and a female winner, and we have expanded over the years to include some folks from the schools and some folks from the general community who have played an especially important role in high school athletics. So I'd like to start with one of the Lifetime Commitment Awards from the community. I'm very happy to present it to June Murphy. June, if you are a female and played basketball or field hockey, you will know June. I was speaking to her earlier today. I asked her how long she's been officiating, and she said, "Do you really want to know?" I said, "Well, sure." The reporter in me is always curious. So June is on our staff. Bob Mullins and I assigned three leagues. June is still active on our staff and has been officiating well over 50 years. So you parents out there haven't got her out yet. God love her. And June, to do it that long, and we all know we're coaches, parents, players, what officials are dealing with these days, there really has to be a love of it. And June has the perfect personality for it. She is dedicated. When she gets an assignment, she responds right away. I wish they were all like her. And the fact that she's still with it, she took a little time off because of COVID, but she tells me she's coming back next year. And she's just someone who's been really, really good for kids over the years. So lifetime commitment from the community, June Murphy. Our second Lifetime Commitment Award, it's from the community. This is a media guy that I think, I'm sure you all know, because you know I used to get up here every year and talk about the late, great Bill Kaporis as being the best local sports writer who ever lived, which he was. My classic line, when I was a sports editor of the Item and he was a sports editor of the Salem News, I wouldn't insult his memory by calling it a competition. But I didn't feel relaxed when I was on vacation. I only felt relaxed when he was on vacation because he had people, Mr. Carey, you would know, and both Mr. DeFelices, that if you had some news and didn't give it to him, there was hell to pay. But anyway, this guy is probably the hottest working media person that any of us have ever met. He worked with me at the Daily Item in Lynn a couple of thousand years ago. He is the editor of a very successful weekly chain of newspapers, the Lynn Journal. They have papers in East Boston, Chelsea, Winthrop, Revere, Everett, etc., etc. He's tireless. Coach from Revere is getting an award in Worcester. He's there. Most people would be like, Coach, you know, could you have someone send me a photo? Nope, he gets on the road and goes. Again, someone who is really dedicated, and even though he does some news, he is especially concentrated on high school sports. He's a very big supporter of the Aganis Games, which I run, which are coming up in a few weeks. And he's a colleague of all these media guys here today, and we're thrilled to recognize the lifetime achievements of Kerry Schumann. It doesn't mean that the rest of you media guys aren't hardworking. It just means that no one works harder than the shoe. Present company included. Our next award, we call it a fan award, but it's just kind of a general award of someone in one of these communities who is just always there for kids. We have given it to fans. We've given it to grandparents, with people that are just behind the scenes supporting programs. This guy's not really behind the scenes because he is actually behind the microphone. He has probably been broadcasting not quite as long as June's been officiating, but I bet it's not too far off. His brother was a late sports editor of the Item. His father was a PA guy in Boston. And he has been doing local cable in Lynn for decades. I had the pleasure of doing Everett High School football with him for better part of 20 years. He got out. I'm still there. Who's the smart one? But anyway, this is a guy who, again, at his age, if I'm allowed to say that, will do two or three games in a day. He'd often come to Everett and say, oh, I just did the first half of the Lynn Tech soccer game. I'm like, oh, good. I just watched SportsCenter before I came over here. Anyway, it says it's a fan award, but it's someone who is really a fan of kids and high school sports, and his name is John Hoffman. This next award, we really don't have a place for it. In fact, you'll notice it's not even in the program. That's how much we don't have a place for it. We got together this year. This is really a high school focused banquet, as you know. We talked about high school kids. But I really wanted to recognize this guy because he recently was in the news for retiring at the college level. And Bob DeFelice coached baseball at Bentley College for 54 seasons. I'll give you some time to digest that. 1969 to this past year, 2022. He was the assistant AD for a few years, 4 years. He was the AD for just about 30 years. And really, the Bentley program exploded under his watch. He was, when he retired, the longest tenured active baseball coach in college baseball in the United States. As the athletic director of Bentley teams, which I'm familiar with the basketball because I've been there many times, have won more than 120 conference championships, a couple of national titles. He was a great athlete at Boston College. He played minor league baseball with the Red Sox. He was very successful high school football coach at Winthrop for 17 years with 101 wins, 33-game winning streak, two Super Bowl titles. And lastly, you know, we all know what a big deal it is to be inducted into a Hall of Fame, right? Whether it's your high school Hall of Fame or your college or whatever. Well, he's in nine Halls of Fame. So although this is a high school-focused event, we really weren't going to let his retirement go without recognizing. So we are going to give him what's just generally called a Lifetime Achievement Award to a very deserving Frank DeFelice's little brother, Bob DeFelice.
Thank you. really would like to identify the Moynihan Lumber people for keeping this tradition going and going back a long, long time ago. These functions are slowly disappearing, and they're so important, I think, for all of the communities and the people involved. So I really congratulate and hope you guys continue and keep promoting high school sports. I really appreciate the award. I feel bad they stuck me down the back. My name's not on the program. I'm a Winthrop guy. There probably has never been a Winthrop guy here before. And there's four Marblehead guys that really didn't enjoy their dinner having to sit with a Winthrop guy. And, of course, I have to be with my big brother, Frank. But I really appreciate the award. It's been a great lifetime for me being involved in high school athletics and college athletics, but athletics in general. And to me, it's like there's nothing else you can say. It's the best. There's nothing better. It beats working for a living. And the second best thing, I guess, could be a reporter. Thanks.
With that, we have some lifetime commitment awards from folks from the schools, and I'm going to ask the Salem News sports editor, executive sports editor, Phil Stacey, to come on up.
Hi-ho. I'm Phil Stacey, yes, executive sports editor. I don't know why they gave me that title, because they didn't give me any extra money, but there you go. So, how is everybody today? Good to see so many people here that I've been friends with for a long time that I haven't even got a chance to talk to, so I apologize for that, but it just goes to show what a great room full of people we get each year for an award such as this. People that come out and support this program, which, as you've heard by now, is 30 years strong. And Jack, to you and your brother and your family, it's really a remarkable thing that you've done for the student athletes of this area for the last 30 years. It's a special event for a special area. I mean, we're parochial, all of us. We tend to think that this area is better than anybody else in athletics and academics and things like that. Well, you know what? We're right, because we're from the area, so we know better than anybody else. I am here, when I look at the list of winners, Ariana and Tyler, when you join this group of people, it's a fraternity or a sorority in your case of great names and people who have come through this very room, accepted this award through the years. And I think, as Paul would tell you, we stay in touch with quite a few of them. In fact, I've become very good friends with a lot of them. You have the brother-sister combination of Brian and Megan Duggan. Of course, Megan was the captain on the U.S. Olympic women's gold medal winning hockey team. You have Brendan Flaherty and Hugh Calise of Beverly. You got Tommy Giardi of Salem. You got Becky Blazer from Masconomet. I'm trying to think who else. Yeah, Shalane Flanagan, obviously. Brett Budzinski was one of the second winners, Paul, maybe? Brett from Ipswich. All tremendous people who went on to do great things with their lives. And it's what we, the sports writers, who I want to throw a shout out to over there at the table I was sitting at, Bill Newell, Nick Kukuru, Kyle Gaudette, Matt Williams, Steve Krause, the guys who help pick this award every year. I think Teddy Betancourt had mentioned, like, geez, it's so difficult to pick the winners and whatnot. And a lot of times it is. And then you have other years, like this year, where it's pretty cut and dry. We have 9 fantastic winners for each month, but some tend to set themselves apart from the pack, be it through their academic standing, what they've done athletically, things they do in the community. And both Ariana and Tyler hit all those parameters this year. So thank you to both of you for making our jobs easy this year. It worked out quite well. So I am given the Lifetime of Commitment Awards from the schools. We have 3 really good representatives this year, all of whom gave to their schools and in general, to the schools in general, but also to the North Shore community through their selfless acts and putting student athletes before themselves for the good of the kids in their school. The first is a recently retired Manchester Essex legend, if I may call her that. 20 years at the school, is that right, Muffin? And last 10 or so in the athletic department capacity. Someone who loves sports as much as I do, which is saying something. And even after she retired, I got a note from her telling me about, you may want to remember so-and-so was playing lacrosse championships here at this college and whatnot. I said, you're off the clock, don't worry about it. You don't have to let me know, I'll figure it out. But that's the kind of person that Maggie Driscoll is. So Muffin, come on up.
Congratulations. You want to say a few words, you sure? Ah, come on, come on, it's calling to you.
For those that may not know, Maggie's son Steve, who was a great fella in his own right, is the head coach of the Salem State men's lacrosse team, formerly at Bishop Fenwick, and on his way at We're Short to Great Things, so keep it going, buddy, there. Our next Lifetime Commitment Awards in the schools goes to someone who always had the cheeriest voice whenever I would call up and ask her, hey, is today's game postponed because of the rain, or can you tell me when this makeup's going to be, or... you know, whatever other inane thing I would have to call and speak to the athletic secretary for. And as I said, she always was quick with a laugh. Whenever I saw her, she had a smile on her face. She loved coming to this event. I feel like she did so much behind the scenes work, which I suppose is part of what her job entails, but so much for the many, many, many PBD Veterans Memorial High School student athletes that were under her guidance throughout the years. The late Kathy Strange we want to recognize today. Dennis, if you want to come up and fill.
Good to see you too.
First of all, I want to thank the Moynihan Lumber. Congratulations, this is always a wonderful event. You always seem to pick the most outstanding student athletes. Congratulations to Tyler and Ariana. I coached your mom. So, Kathy was, it's certainly an honor to accept in Kathy's honor. Her son just moved to Florida and was unable to be here. Mom is at the doctor's today, so she can't be here. So I'm happy to represent her family and her athletic family. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Kathy's team, because Kathy had a team here at the athletic department. Now those people would include Bob Danish, Dennis Scrooby, Jane Heil, Lorraine Benoit, Dennis Derocious, and many, many more. Kathy was a part of my family. We worked together in the athletic department for over 18 years. In fact, my wife and daughter called her my work wife, which was great, but I was also the only person who could go to work and get the same don't make me kill you look from my secretary. She is a special, special lady. We developed a philosophy that any and all student athlete awards or recommendations that could be made would be made from our department, and she was always on top of that. But the Moynihan Lumber was special to her. She created a relationship with the people over at Moynihan Lumber, and she was the type of person, she emailed every coach a nomination every month to make sure that we had people get nominated, and if the nominations didn't come back, the coaches would then get a phone call that they wouldn't forget real soon. So she made sure everybody in each team made a nomination, because it was her philosophy is if you nominate someone, you let them know in front of the team, because everybody needs to know that athletics is great, but it starts with student. And by making sure that the teammates know that they've been nominated, whether they win the award or not, that their hard work in the classroom was recognized. And so was kind of Kathy's main message when it came to the coaches. So on Kathy's behalf, thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil and Dennis. I can attest to that, Phil. I could probably build a small house with the amount of faxes I used to get from Kathy with nominations each month. So PBD has long been a terrific supporter of this award. So thank you very much for that. Last but certainly not least, we're going to bring up Mark Tarmey, and I want to mention Mark for a second. You know, our jobs here in the newspaper business are to be the, as my daughter loves to do these days, my nine-year-old, the air quotes, so-called experts on North Shore sports. Dad, you're not an expert on anything. Trust me. Like, okay. We're supposed to be the experts on North Shore sports, but hey, we all have people that we turn to when we have questions or we need an answer on something. And, you know, I feel like I know a lot about high school hockey, but when I'm stumped on something or if I really want to know something that was maybe before my time or I might not have general interest to, Mark is my really my go-to guy on that. He has an encyclopedic knowledge about it, but he also, I respect Mark's opinion and his friendship because he's always, you're always going to get a reasoned answer from him. There's nothing ever said with emotion or you know, spoken out of turn. Mark is always going to give you an answer that is well thought out, concise, and to the point. I know I'm sure I speak for Greg Seglarski in the Marblehead Athletic Department when he would say Mark would be an invaluable resource to them there. He's all about the student athletes, as all of our nominees are here. Mark Tarmey, come on up, pal. Greg, if you could come on up too, we have one for the school we could give you.
You're welcome.
Lastly, before I turn it back over to Paul, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's here today, but certainly to our friends from Danvers and St. John's Prep. Andy, Jameson, your schools are very well represented with two excellent candidates here today. Jimmy, you certainly know what Ariana's all about and what she's capable of. And Manny, this is what, your third time here with one of your wrestlers, and I know we spoke last week about what this award means to you and your program and all, so thank you to both of your schools, and get the word out. As Paul said, we want to represent the best kids. We don't ever want to have someone out there who's deserving of this award and wasn't nominated from their school. This is not something, it's not a financial thing for any of us or anything. We just want to recognize the best student athletes. That's what the Moynihans have done since they started this program. And as I said, in Tyler and Ariana, we have two excellent candidates. We want to keep that going moving forward. So thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Hey, Michael. Great job. Congratulations. As, like Phil, as someone who deals with these offices, well, him all year, me only the winter. Muffin and I were on a first email name basis for several years. And, you know, Kathy, I'm glad Phil, both Phils mentioned that. Literally every month, the only school I think we could count on getting a nomination from every single month was Peabody, and that was the work of Kathy Strange. And Mark Tommy's a hockey guy. He's a tough, that's all you need to know about Mark Tommy. He's terrific. I want to recognize just a few other folks who are here. You've heard from Jack Moynihan. The Beverly location of Moynihan Lumber is now in the capable hands of his son, Chris, who actually survived playing college football on a staff that had Frank DeFelice on it. So Chris deserves some type of medal here today. And speaking of that table at the back, I've taken a few shots at my good friend, Mr. DeFelice, the elder. Frank Carey, who's been here many, many times, former award winner. Coach Bauer, we had to bring you there to bring the average age of the table down. Anyway, there's quick math tells me there's more than 150 years coaching experience at that table. And if we could have ever sat Coach Heil over there, we could have maybe got it even higher. But thank you all for coming. We appreciate that. As I said, I know I talked about Bob. You know, sadly, I don't think anyone who starts coaching today is going to be coaching for 54 years unless they get a really good orphanage to coach at. Anyway, I want to start with Ariana, as we should, and her coach, who nominated her for this award and was a great advocate for his players. I know through this program and the Aguirre's All-Star Games, which I put together. So we would like to bring up Jim Pynchon.
Good Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having us today. Very proud to be announcing Ariana as the winner for this award. I was very honored when she asked me to introduce her, and I would like to take a minute to tell you a little bit about Ariana. I've known her since she was 6 years old in my PE classes at Highland Elementary School. During that time, I got to see her grow up over the course of 6 years. And as her teacher, I learned two things quickly. She was a phenomenal athlete, and she was extremely competitive. I said at our awards banquet back in the fall, she still holds pretty much every fitness record that I keep at the school. And if we fast forward to the present day, her athleticism and her competitiveness have only gotten stronger. I've had the pleasure of coaching Ari for the last 4 years on the varsity soccer team at Danvers High. As a ninth grader, she was an immediate starter for us on a deep and experienced team. And yet, being the freshman, she led our team in scoring that year and was a vital part of us winning the Northeastern Conference Championship that year. And then fast forward again to now her senior season on a relatively young team, she led us to our fourth consecutive NEC championship. She led the team and the North Shore with 22 goals this year, 12 assists, and 34 points. And she basically carried the team on her back to the state quarterfinals. And she did this all while playing at the very highest level of sportsmanship. And I could go on for probably about an hour talking about her four-year career, but I want to just focus on this year. And here's some accolades along with all the team success that we had. Some accolades that she accumulated this year. She scored her 100th career goal. She was the Moynihan Player of the Month in September. She was the team Offensive Player of the Year. She was the team Most Valuable Player. She was the Northeastern Conference League All-Star. She was the Most Valuable Player of the Northeastern Conference. She was a Salem News All-Star. She was the Salem News Player of the Year. She was a Boston Herald All-Scholastic. Boston Globe All-Scholastic, the Boston Globe Fall All-Scholastic Super Team. She was All-Eastern Mass First Team, All-State Team, All-New England Team, All-American Team, second year for that. And last year she was the Gatorade Player of the Year for Mass, and she has been nominated for that once again this year. So it was an extremely successful year for her on the soccer field. Now having played four full seasons and ready to graduate, Ari's ready to take on her next challenge next year at Colgate University. I've been coaching the Danvers girls for 23 years now, and I can honestly say Ariana is the best soccer player to ever wear the Falcon blue and white, no question. She was not just one of the great soccer players in the state the past few years, she was the best player in the state. And on top of that, she did track for the first time this winter and was the NEC champion in the 300 meters as well. Ariana is super modest. She does everything in a quiet manner. She always puts the team's needs first. She's a terrific player on the field, but is very humble and quick to give her teammates the recognition that they deserve. She's a leader in every sense of the word. She's good to others and brings out the best in everyone with kindness, her smile, and her great sense of humor. She's constantly giving back to the community through hundreds of hours of community service time. She's been a driven and dedicated student. She will graduate near the top of her class with a 103.5 grade point average. During her 4 years at DHS, she has received highest honors, all while taking advanced placement courses, been a part of the National Honor Society, the World Language National Honor Society, served as a class officer, was a state finalist in her DECA project. Her goal is to become a surgeon and help many people who need medical care. And then lastly, I consider her a person of very high character. I feel lucky to have gotten to know her during all these years and the opportunity to coach her during her high school career and watch her grow over these years. When she moves on to play Division I next year at Colgate, I know she's going to do fantastic at the college level. She's ready for it. And she'll study in the field of medicine, and I know she'll exceed in the classroom as well. And I can only imagine what the future holds for her. I can't think of a better example of a role model of a student athlete. So, Ariana Bizantson.
I just want to thank the Moynihan Lumber for this award and the ceremony today. I also want to thank my parents, my brother, my coaches, the athletic staff, and everyone who's followed me for the past 4 years. I'm really thankful for everyone who's been watching and supporting. Thank you.
Andy Sempick, would you please proudly display that at Davis High School? Our next presenter is going to be a guy who knows his way to this podium. And before he starts, Tyler, I just want to read you four names. They are Craig Mielkars of Salem, Shalane Flanagan of Marblehead, Emily Lanoy of Hamilton Wenham, and Katarina Rocha of Peabody. And what they have in common is they have won this award twice. Only 4 in 30 years, and you're on the clock, as they say. So the very successful St. John's Prep Wrestling coach, Manny Costa. Manny?
Before I start with Tyler, I'd like to say thank you for giving the award to somebody I truly loved, Kathy Strange. So thank you for speaking highly about her. And Phil and I go way back, so I appreciate that she was spoken about tonight. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to begin with thanking the Salem Country Club for hosting us at this event this year, every year. Very special thank you to the Moynihan family and to all the local sports staffs that offer the monthly and overall student athlete award. Phil Stacy and his staff have always been good to my team. It's much appreciated. Anyone who knows me knows how important academics are to me. I've coached 83 academic All-Americans. Since the award began, SJP Wrestling has pretty much won every February Moynihan winner. Tyler is the third prep wrestler to win this prestigious award, joining Ryan Malo in 2007 and Hunter Coster in 2016. Who is Tyler Knox? I will start off with his wrestling and then who he truly is. Noxie began high school career as an eighth grader at Pentucket High School. He burst onto the scene by taking second in D3 State, fifth at the All-State Tournament. His freshman season, he was D3 and All-State champion and was second in New England. This season, Tyler was 52-0. He had 42 pins, 7 forfeit wins, 1 major decision, and 2 decisions. Out of a total of 300 possible team points, he scored 345. He did not give up a point to an opponent until the New England quarterfinals. That's complete domination. He won D1 North, D1 State. He was wrestler of the tournament, the All-State Tournament, and the New England's. He was 32-0 in dual meets. He was Salem News and Boston Globe Wrestler of the Year. He also made the Boston Herald team. He led us to titles in the dual meet state tournament, the D1 North sectional, prestigious Lowell Holiday, D1 State, All-State, and New England. So our team had a perfect season, as well as Tyler having a perfect season. After the season, he traveled to the NHSCA Nationals, where he pinned 5 out of his 6 opponents. In the national finals, he pinned his opponent in 1 minute, 28 seconds of the first period to be crowned a national champion. He recently competed in the national duels, defeated 3 highly ranked opponents, and he is now currently ranked number 7 in the country at his weight class. Tyler is also very successful in the classroom. During the season, he achieved a 4.39 GPA. Last year, when I first met Tyler and his parents, we discussed his college option and plans. I stated that I felt he should be concentrating on Ivy League schools. He had a talent both in the classroom and on the mat, and I would set his future at a high level. Columbia, Brown, and Cornell were speaking to Tyler, and all were pushing to have him join their teams in the future. Then I received a call that would be a game changer. The Stanford coach reached out and asked if they could speak to Tyler because they wanted to recruit him. I told Tyler to go to the official visit, and when getting there, send me a picture. He sent me a message when arriving on campus that he had already taken several selfies of him on the grass area that leads to the buildings on campus. When he arrived home, he stated that the coach had offered him and that he felt that it was the right fit for him. So after next year, Tyler will be a Stanford Cardinal. The wrestling stats are all well and good, but they're only a small part of what defines Noxie. He loves to fish. During the 2021 season, we were in the spring season instead of the winter. Tyler would go fishing prior and after practice. I'm jealous that he has a love and passion like fishing, something that he will be able to do for the rest of his life, something that is nice and relaxing and allows him to enjoy life to its fullest. But three things stick out to me about Tyler. One, his unselfishness. Last year, we didn't know we'd have a season until 10 days prior to the opening day, the Thursday prior to April vacations when we found out. Then we did not know if we would have a postseason until the beginning of June. Obviously, it was very difficult to plan out a season. Tyler had committed to compete at a team traveling to Nebraska. Other guys had to figure out off-season work, tournaments work, etc. I sat down with our five captains and explained that I understood the issues presented by the unknown. I told them to take a day to figure out if we should compete in the postseason or not due to their commitments. Tyler went home from practice, told his mother to cancel the trip to Nebraska. We were going to win our first MIAA state title. That's a team player and a leader. Two, he contacts me all the time, proud of his teammates' achievements. Tells me guys are doing off-season workouts and tournaments. He's a true leader who is just excited to see his teammates succeed as he is his own competition. Three, this is the one that defines Tyler Knox. Tyler is the wrestler that I have seen during my 32 years as head coach that respects the sport of wrestling first and foremost. The idea of wrestling is to pin your opponent. Tyler steps onto a mat, shakes hands, takes a technique, scores on his opponent, gets on top where he is one of the best in the nation, works to turn and pin them. After he achieves the pin, he stands, shakes hands, walks off the mat. He respects all opponents and the sport. He just goes out, does his job, never seeking to embarrass an opponent. I told Phil Stacy last week that he will not be disappointed beating Tyler. Tyler loves to converse with people. He will look you in the eyes and converse in any and all topics. He's a joy to be around. He has the complete package as a person. I am grateful to have had the opportunity to meet Tyler and his family. I have been extremely fortunate to coach so many of the best wrestlers in the history of Massachusetts. I've coached a dozen at least once-in-a-lifetime athletes. On the way home from Virginia Beach Nationals, I was speaking to the reporter from the Boston Herald. He said Tyler quite possibly could be the greatest wrestler to ever step foot on a mat in the state history. I stated that Ryan Melo had just texted, and he stated to me that he's definitely the best in our team history. So the reporter responded, well, with the greats that you have coached and Melo making that statement, then Tyler Knox is the greatest wrestler ever in state history. I will end with, thank you, Tyler, for allowing me to be able to sit in the corner of the mat for all your matches. Watching the best wrestler to not only wear a prep singlet, but any singlet in Massachusetts history. Thank you.
Say a few words to express my gratitude towards receiving the Moynihan Lumber North Shore Male Student Athlete of the Year. First off, I would like to thank my parents, who have seen me develop both athletically and academically and have aided the process along the way. Secondly, I want to thank Coach Manny and Coach Frankie, who I've been blessed to be able to learn such great life lessons from. To look back on the great alumni who have received this award and know that I am now on that prestigious list means a lot to both me and my support systems. Thank you.
And Jameson, if you would give any room in the trophy case there in headquarters.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jameson. That was great. Tyler,
You may want to frame this. This is your speech.
That was great. So as you can see, I was talking to Jack Moynihan in the lobby prior to the event, and you know, we talked about it. Phil, I'm glad you mentioned the guys who do this work. I just kind of direct it. I'm a traffic cop, but we always kind of end up at the right place at this luncheon. You know, some months we have a lot of nominations. Other months where I'm cursing people because they didn't nominate. We have it. It's all online now. It's pretty easy to do. But if you look at those names in the program, we always end up at the right place, and we certainly did this year. So Ariana and Tyler, congratulations. And as for the adults that we honored, I think the one thing in common, every one of them is just good for kids. You know, for someone who's been doing it for 55 years, from Bob DeFelice and June Reffing for more than 50, all the way down to Mr. Hoffman and Carrie, and you heard about those folks in the school. So every one of them is good for kids, and that's what this is all about. So with that, I will thank you all for coming. Spread the word. We want to be inundated with nominations on a monthly basis, so we make sure that we end up in the right place again next year. So enjoy your day. Thank you.